Dr. Thompson said the risk of transmitting COVID-19 is higher when there is a lot of people in an indoor area. He said it is much helpful for persons to gather outside with all protocols outlined by the Ministry of Health.
In my view, outdoor events are far safer and controllable than indoor events. That is because in terms of one person there being present, the air, and it's not that the virus is airborne, but the person's nearby is subject to infection. The air conditioned units and so forth, if they're not exchanging, you know, they're trying to cool the air inside and they're not necessarily exchanging the air outside, because that will increase the bill. There's a greater risk of having a lot of people in a closed indoor environment. The risk, studies have shown the risk is greater. Whereas outdoor, the chances of being infected, it's an added form of distancing, and it is quite helpful. But still, the number of persons at an outdoor event will have to be measured and will have to be contained. So an event with 10, 15,000 persons may not quite be right. And I know the economics of that event may not be there. So entities may well have to have two or three events to achieve the same thing and really educate persons. And there may be a need for, you know, the usual thing, some testing beforehand, some vaccinated events and so. But having it where everybody is included, I think, can be counterproductive. You may be triggering a super spread event.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, travelers arriving at the Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados should encounter less congestion due to new COVID-19 procedures being implemented there. Barbados is now accepting a one-day rapid antigen test for entry and also launched version 2 of the online embarkation-disembarkation form. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Bermuda since the outbreak now stands at 11,490. Internationally, after recovering from COVID-19, many experience long-term symptoms including brain fog, fatigue, and skin rashes. This syndrome is known as long COVID, and researchers are in the early stages of understanding its risk factors. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, long COVID is a condition in which COVID-19-related health issues last 4 weeks or more after contracting the virus that causes the disease. Even those who did not have COVID-19 symptoms immediately after contracting SARS-CoV-2 can develop long COVID, and symptoms may last for several weeks or months. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.